And I guess I'll say one last thing. The proposed position is, I've worked greatly with Jeff with the septic and also just the state level as well. Just to, I like to have questions answered. So going on, you know, how many flushes per 150 per RV for flushes per day, and what kind of septic that requires, what kind of what is the maximum to go to a private to a public well. So the 8 shows basically all the requirements on a residential size septic tank, 1200 per 4, but that's showing at the private level. If you go anything above that, that's a public well, and that's also a non-conventional septic system. So I don't have intentions of doing all of that. I just want a couple RV spots, and
you're not going to have any more amenities for the RVs and anything like that.
No, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. And we work with a lot of people have heard of the Wounded Warrior Project. The few is basically the same thing. It's just more of a category of guys, you know, Purple Heart, special operations guys.
Okay. Any more questions for the applicant? Why don't you guys go ahead and have a seat, and then we'll – do we have people in the audience that have signed up to speak for or against this? Do you have a sequence of who goes first or out of the group? All right, sounds good.
Get this over with.
I was not at the end. My name's Terry May. I'm one of the owners of the properties. I was in Indiana when they had the HOA meeting, so I didn't get to hear everything that was going on. One of my first questions is the house prices, and with that RV park behind us, who would want to buy? I'm in 482, so who would want to buy my house if it has an RV park behind it? And then the privacy, if they cut down all the trees, then my backyard and everything is open to whoever wants to come in and look over the property. And then cutting down the trees, that's part of my privacy on my property behind me. It may be on their properties, but it's right behind me, and it's very peaceful and quiet. Don't need any more traffic on there, on that road. It's winding roads out there, and I'm concerned with any RVs going off the side of the roads out there and stuff. If they're putting property on that, if they're going to go in the Oak Brook Estate Lane and go in the gate to an RV park, that's not, I'm objecting to that. That's not okay with me to be on there. And then the increase in the traffic on the road, and then don't need any loud noise from any of the RV things and people partying or whatever they're going to do on those properties. I'm not saying they will, but that is my concern. And we have enough RV parks in here, and this is country living. I moved out there for the country and don't need other things coming in. So that is my major concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello. My name is Susan Kemp. I live at 481 Oak Brook Estates. And I have a few things to bring about. Number one, I want to know how many RV parks do we have in Taney County? Do we really need another one? We've got one right across 65 called Misty Mountain. They have year-round parking. It's less than 5 miles from where we are. Another question is, he said in the HOA meeting that each RV park spot was going to have 2 acres. He's plotted 8 spots on 11 acres. I went to school, and that's not the math I learned. He said only 2 of the RV parks spots are attached to his survey, which I don't still understand that. that can't be changed. We weren't concerned about him getting hit with the truck. That was his conversation. My concern was if he decides to sell the property at any point in time, the new owner can come in and say, yeah, but we're already zoned for all the way back up there, not just that front hall. We can put 60 RV parks up there. Okay. Well, he... You can just say 8. Okay, I'm just saying that they told us earlier that the ability was 50 to 60, and that was our concern. We've lived in our house for 10 years. Most of our neighbors have lived there 10 years or so. Billy's only been in the area for like 2 years. We're losing a lot of our peace and quiet and the tranquility and the enjoyment of our home just by the traffic, the possible noise. And one other thing that I'm going to touch on that's not real pleasant. I'm not here to give you my resume, but I have family members in my that are veterans, have been disabled. I've got the triangle flags to prove it. And I fully respect anyone who supports our veterans and are disabled, and anyone in law enforcement that has served our community, because I also have family in law enforcement. But let's not forget the point. The reason he is rezoning this is because he's going to charge for this. This is not a humanitarian effort. That's why he's rezoning, because he is charging for these people to park in his RV park. That's my major point I wanted to bring out. Just remember that. Also, as Terry talked about our property values, that's another thing. I'm concerned about that. We've just did some little more work on our house, refinished the basement, and added a few things to improve our property value, and I'm wondering if it's going to hold with this. That's a concern. And that's really all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Tara Chapman, and I just recently bought a property on Tree Line Drive, not far from the proposal here. And we're just average people, although I could never afford such a beautiful lot like he has. The small house and acreage I have is really very important to me. I probably would not have bought there if I knew an RV park was coming into town or so close. We've only had our house for like a few weeks. So with respect to the intent, it sounds like really honorable, but it does sound like a for-profit venture. And as somebody who lived in an RV park not for a short time before we moved and purchased our home, I can tell you the trash that accumulates, whether it's intentional or not, people leave and try to cart out their trash. A lot of times it falls on the side of the road. The traffic and noise will be quite a bit different. And part of the reason we bought this house was for the quiet, what we saw, not knowing that there was going to be a potential RV park. But also being touched on that it's being now rezoned, I also worry about what the future owners, once they may not keep their home forever or this potential RV park, what would that turn into with the next person who buys it? You know, that just opens the gate and the door for more potential industry. So it really kind of takes away from the quiet, peaceful, serene environment that we bought into. And again, we're just average people. We don't have a lot of money, but what we had means a lot to us. Thank you.
So can you point to your house? Is it in?
We're on right here, Tree Line Drive, 110. We're close to the road.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
You betcha.
Next.
Hello, my name is Linda Riddle, and I live at 461 Oak Brook Estates, and I want to thank you gentlemen for opening this up for discussion, and I too appreciate Billy and his wife's intentions, but our home is our palace, it's our castle. We worked hard all of our lives, and we retired here 11 years ago. We looked at 11 homes, The last really nice house was closer to town, like I asked my realtor. There was a dog barking that would not stop barking. And we told the realtor, we can't live here because of the barking dog. Now, that may sound small to some people, but we love the peace and quiet. My husband is disabled, and there's two other families that I know of. I spoke to Mike. I call him Mike the Marine. He was walking his dog. I said, are you going to the meeting? He said, no, I have to stay close. His wife has medical problems, and then there's two other families, two other couples that have medical problems. We treasure the quiet. We treasure the peace. We treasure the friendship we have with our close relatives. Our neighbor has told me, anytime you want, call me and I'll help you. Call me. We love our community, and it's sacred to us. It's like a little paradise here on earth. And although I value the people who have worked in law enforcement and all the veterans and all, we love all those people. But we have to look out for ourselves too. And I just thank you for your time and the other people's time. And we just want the best for our neighborhood, for our country. But please preserve this little nook that we have bought, worked hard all of our lives. My husband was a cattle rancher, worked from sunup to sundown, as you might say. Couldn't make a living ranching, so he went to work for a utility electrical substation. I had a donut shop, so you know I worked hard. And for 40 years, every day, from 2:30 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Now, most donut shops close. They have better sense. They close sooner. We raised three boys who worked in that donut shop. All we knew was work. We did go to church on Sunday when we had help that would allow me to take the boys. But we're close to the little Baptist church around the corner. We want that peace and quiet and that security. How about safety? With all these illegals coming in, now I'm not saying that Billy would have illegals come, but there's that shadow hanging over America about what's around the corner, what's in my backyard. But right now I feel very safe where I live with my disabled husband and my neighbors who are getting older too, mostly older folks. We have two couples, I think, that are young, but we just thank you for your time and God bless you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak?
Hey, my name is Tim Least. I live at 7525 State Highway 176, which is just down the road, but my in-law's property pretty much borders on a corner of where this was proposed. My first concern is if it was just meant for the family, why do we need to rezone it? If it's just one or two places, I don't think there's any law that says he just can't have his family come and put a trailer on for a while, correct? Another concern is if we're just needing 8, why do we do the whole 12 acres? In the future, even if we limit it to the 8 that we're talking about, how hard is it going to be to change that to the 50 or 60 that can be put on that piece of property? That is a major concern of mine. Originally, the map that we got, the trailers were, the sites were going to be here. And now they're back here, I guess?
Now they're still where you're pointing out.
They're still going to be up here.
What we have in front of us, yes.
So then, I just don't understand why we'd even have to come in through the Oak Brook area to get to that if they're all the way up front. How about fencing? Is there some way, you know, most of the RV parks anymore to protect the people around them, have a 6-foot, 8-foot fence around them? You know, if we're going to approve this thing, then I'd like to see a fence all the way around it. If it's going to be an RV park, let's keep it in the RV park, is my concern.